Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Well, this week we seem to be running on the idea that only white guys are the ones who shoot up mass amounts of people, and nobody else does that. The Democrats are pushing for gun control again after Texas and Buffalo. But I found a good article in The Federalist, and it is was written by David Harsanyi, and the title of it is "Don't Surrender to Do Something Isms on Guns." And this is a good one, folks. And it starts out by saying law-abiding Americans have no obligation to take ownership of a madman's actions. And this is so true. It is so true. Before we even knew how the killer of 19 children and two adults at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, had obtained his guns, Chris Murphy was engaging in his customary performative emotionalism on the Senate floor, literally begging Republicans to compromise. Compromise on what exactly? Murphy has never once offered a single proposal that would have deferred any of these mass shooters. Literally minutes after his routine, Murphy was asked about the obvious mental illness prevalent among most of those shooters. The Connecticut senator responded with, quote, "Spare me the bullshit about mental illness," ripping the GOP. He continued, "We don't have any more mental illness than any other country in the world," unquote. That's how serious he is about compromise. Whether America is more prone to mental illness or not, these incidences are almost exclusively perpetrated by young men who have established serious antisocial behavior. And I remember when this one in Texas started up, everybody was saying, oh, he's just a lone wolf. Nothing in his past showed anything about what was going on. Yes, it did. And I said so on an update last week. I said so on my show last week. But here is what is going on. He says, rather than focusing on these tangible entry points for potentially useful legislation, instead of proposing ideas on better identifying shooters before they act, instead of thinking about how schools could be structurally safer, instead of debating the efficacy of putting more cops in schools, and none of these are panaceas, mind you, Senate Democrats were busy dunking on Republicans for failing to support bills that had absolutely zero to do with mass shootings. But that's a Democrat for you. They love their ideas on what they think will solve these problems when they won't. Chuck Schumer planned to introduce H.R. 8, an expanded background check bill, and H.R. 1446, a bill that would close the alleged Charleston loophole before he realized it wouldn't be politically expedient. Alleged because Dylann Roof, who had murdered 9 black churchgoers in Charleston in 2015, got a clean background check. Not because of any loophole, but because local prosecutors had failed to respond to the FBI request for information. It was a case of human error or negligence on the part of the government, mind you. So maybe Democrats should be promoting a new law enforcement should do its job bill. Because all universal background checks do is stop friends and families from getting guns. Straw purchases are already illegal, as Schumer, Pelosi, and Murphy already know. and passing expanded background checks after a school shooting is tantamount to demanding stricter driver's tests after a hit and run. Democrats obsessed with largely irrelevant issues like AR-15s and universal background checks are largely living in the early 1990s. Joe Biden's address to the nation consisted of a litany of hackneyed talking points he's been regurgitating for decades now. Remember, he's been in government for 49 years and has done nothing but regurgitate, including that transcendentally stupid joke about deer in Kevlar. As a nation, we have to ask, when in God's name are we going to stand up to the gun lobby, Biden said again. Democrats love to hammer the straw man gun lobby because they don't want to openly attack tens of millions of gun owners. The NRA, whose power has significantly diminished over the past decades, could disappear tomorrow, and it wouldn't alter gun policy one bit. Either another organization would emerge, probably a more rigid one, or gun owners and the Second Amendment advocates. We're in the midst of the largest expansion of gun ownership in American history now, would continue voting for politicians who oppose restrictions aimed at peaceful gun ownership. Period. Meanwhile, Republicans will have to deal with a barrage of preposterous smears. Quote, there is no such thing as being pro-life while supporting laws that let children be shot by their school, in their schools, elders in grocery stores, worshipers in houses of faith, survivors by abusers, or anyone in a crowded place, unquote. This was said by Democrat representative, so-called Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who is about as stupid as a box of rocks. This was indicative of a sort of demented accusation thrown around these days. One suspects liberals who take to the internet to accuse Republicans of abetting infanticide aren't really interested in on compromise, unlike Ocasio-Cortez, who champions laws that empower people to terminate the lives of the viable unborn. I don't know of a single Republican who supports the gunning down of elementary school children. Indeed, law-abiding Americans have no obligation to take ownership of a madman's actions, nor is there any reason for them to surrender their right to self-defense so that Chris Murphy, who evidenced in many of his comments, is only interested in incrementally limiting gun ownership. That's his right, of course. He should try to repeal the Second Amendment. Until then, however, Democrats interested in genuine compromise may want to offer realistic, productive, and germane ideas rather than using another horrific tragedy to dunk their political opponents. And this was a great op-ed piece that absolutely was great. But one of the things that a lot of people don't even stop to realize here, and I'll get back to this after my entrance, and I'll play this. It's a clip from Black by Color Only on Saturday, and it's something you have to listen to.
But what we saw in that Senate today was a cowardly group of Republicans who apparently have no option to do.
Show me where it says that protest is supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
They go low, he kicks.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right on to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and thought Mexicans raped us and murdered. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. If I said we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
It's amazing how people try to frame everything racially, and how they create divisions among our society.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
welcome to hour number one of NWCR Radio with your host, Robert Garding. This is Duke Brooks of Radio Free Delmarva from 92.7 WGMD, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, and I'm proud to introduce my friend Robert as we fight to protect the America we know and love. Through the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, you're listening to NWCR Radio, broadcast through the CNM network in Albuquerque, New Mexico, from our Freedom Studio. And now, here's Robert.
Okay, I am back. Before the break, I said that I was going to play a thing that was from Black by Color Only on Saturday. And this is something we all have to listen to, folks, because Vincent brought up a bunch of things that people never think about. When we have black people who shoot up white people in mass shootings, we never hear about them. And yes, it does happen. When we have black people shooting black people, we don't hear anything about it. But when we have a white person who shoots up black people or shoots up a bunch of people, that's 24/7 news. But listen to this. This is really something you need to listen to.
But when a black person does the same thing, it's crickets. Well, I'm concerned because I'm a black person. Well, they'll deal with those, the black people that commit murder, they'll deal with them, but we got to No, Geronimo. You got to deal with the black perpetrators just the same way you deal with the white ones. Because one thing you got to understand, even though we're black, white, yellow, whatever, we're all human beings. And no one's life is more precious than another. Your skin color doesn't measure your value in this world. You're not of high value because your skin is dark. You're not of high value because your skin is light. We are all of equal value in today's world. So I go on my Facebook page, you know, and people talking about, you know, the Buffalo shooter and how he's racist and, you know, he killed these black people. Yeah, and if you're a white person and you don't like black people, you're racist. But keep in mind, if you're a black person and you don't like white people, you're racist too. So I get on my Facebook page. Let me pull it up right quick. Oh, I ain't got it set up like I should. Let me get this set up. It shouldn't take long. So I get on my Facebook page. And see, here's the thing that I don't like. This is one thing I don't like. And like I said earlier, this is a term that I just got familiar with within the past few months, gaslighting. Gaslighting is the act of trying to get a person to deny their realism, make them doubt what they know is what they know to be real. That's what gaslighting is. And of course, you're going to have your gaslighters in a situation like this, because when you start pointing out that it's not just white people going out here killing a bunch of folks, it's black folks that do it too. But they don't want to hear that. All they want to hear is about what the white man is doing, or how he's killing us off, and we get all bent out of shape because we're black, and this white person did this to black people. Well, do you feel like that when a black person shoots and kills a bunch of white people? Because that does happen. It does happen. Something about that. Let me get that. Okay. You all remember Colin Ferguson? Colin Ferguson? Oh, let me give you something more recent. Frank James. Do you all remember that person? Oh, you don't? How about Daryl Brooks? Y'all remember that person? Y'all remember John Ali Muhammad and Lee Boyd Malvo? Y'all remember them? I guarantee you, I can mention these names to your typical black person. They won't know who these people are. Frank James shot up the Brooklyn subway. Shot up a subway in Brooklyn, excuse me. Shot up a subway in Brooklyn. Threw a gas bomb and started shooting people. Thank goodness nobody died. Not to my knowledge. But Frank James had shown his hatred for white people for a long time on YouTube and Facebook. Nobody said a thing about it. And today nobody is sitting here saying, that man is a racist. Because I think he was trying to kill Asian people. That's what I think it was. I think he was trying to kill Asian people on the subway. But it comes and it goes. We've forgotten about Frank James. Or how about Timothy Simpkins? Any of you all remember Timothy Simpkins? Do y'all know who Timothy Simpkins is? Of course we don't, because the news doesn't put it up to our faces like they do with a Michael Brown or a Dante Wright or a Breonna Taylor. Timothy Simpkins, 18 years old, shot up this school, shot four people, one almost died. Was sent to jail, but he was released on $75,000 bond. Now that ticks me off. This boy could have killed people, and he's released from prison, from jail, on a $75,000 bond. And not only that, when he went home, he had a party waiting for him. Where's the outrage of that? What's the outrage for that? Come on, y'all. Come on. You want to get mad when a white person shoots up a bunch of black people, but you don't get mad when black people shoot up a bunch of white people. Where's the outrage? Where is it? Ooh, Vincent, you sound mad. You doggone straight, I'm mad. Because I don't care about your skin color. You shouldn't kill a bunch of innocent people. You're a scumbag murderer. I don't care if it's racism or whatever. You're a scumbag murderer.
And there you go. That's something that I usually won't say anything about because I'm white. But Vincent is black, and he is pissed off about this whole thing, as we all should be. A white person goes out and shoots up a bunch of people, there should be outrage. But there should be the same amount of outrage when a black person does the same exact thing. But there isn't. And it's like he said, this last person he talked about, they shot up a bunch of people. Thankfully, nobody died, I think, is what he said. But they released him on $75,000 bond. Now, if he'd have been white and done the same thing, There'd have been millions of dollars worth of bond to keep him in jail. This nation has become so racist in almost everything they do. And this includes our government, Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, all of them. I have always been a Republican, but it's getting to the point now where I don't want to be a Republican. The Republicans are spineless wimps that will not do the right things, even when they are elected to do those very things. There are a few out there who will. Ted Cruz, Jim Jordan, and the others who are doing the right thing right now. But for the most part, they're just a bunch of wimps who will not do the right things. And the reason why we have so many freaking shootings going on in this nation, I found an article here that is absolutely perfect on this. And the headline of it, and it's also from The Federalist, the headline says, "A culture that celebrates dismembering children in the womb cannot understand why it's afflicted with mass shootings." Exactly. We need to start thinking about this shit here. We've created a culture of death, and now we have to live with it because it's here. It's something we have to live with, but it's also something we have to take care of. We can't just let it continue to go like it has been. As the country reels over the Texas massacre where 19 children and two adults were gunned down by a single shooter who was barely more than a child himself, the question on everyone's mind is why? Why would any person walk into an elementary school and open fire on innocents? And why can't we overcome such evil? Why are we willing to live with this carnage, President Joe Biden asked. This happen? Where in God's name is our backbone to have the courage to deal with it? Of course, Biden was only asking the why questions as the rhetorical maneuver so he could weigh in on this predictable gun, on this predictable answer, guns. The usual political and media suspects joined the chorus. The left claims firearms themselves are the cause, and anything short of their preferred policy prescription of so-called universal background checks and an assault weapons ban is irresponsible and egregious. But those who see through the left's exploitation of these tragedies know this: there's something bigger going on here than a nefarious piece of hardware. But those who, you know, amid the Texas news updates and hot takes, a stomach-turning TikTok made the rounds on Twitter. In it, a young pro-abortion mother cradles her infant and says in a sing-song voice to the child, "Hi, I could have killed you, but I chose to let you live." Then likening the killing of babies in the utero to killing germs with the hand sanitizer. "Yes, I realize what I just said, and I stand by it," she concludes. If Uvalde, Texas is a tree, this culture of death is the forest. The environment of nonchalant killing is the biome that incubates and grows the most inhumane of humans, who have zero regard for life, and hear the nasty fruit of that moral indifference in the form of violence and rape and murder. It's the sickest of ironies that the Texas tragedy interrupted the left's mental breakdown upon learning that their contrived right to abortion looks to be ending. After the leak of the draft opinion of Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization, demonstrators harassed and threatened Supreme Court justices outside their homes saying, "Thank God for abortion," and threw Molotov cocktails into pregnancy resource centers to burn them. Biden and others admitted that abortion kills a child. But nobody seems to mind. Nobody seems to care. The baby has no rights yet, do they? Yes, they do. They're alive as sure as I am, as sure as you are. yet the left wants to kill them. The left wants to murder them in the womb when they have no chance to protect themselves. They want to stick a vacuum cleaner in there and suck out all their parts while it just rips them apart. Nobody thinks that these babies are alive, that they feel what is happening to them. How would you like to have a giant, huge vacuum cleaner suck you out of some place where it tears you limb from limb? You wouldn't like that at all. Do you think the babies do? They have no say in any of this. Yet the left wants to continue and do it constantly. They say that they're constantly running around this nation screaming and yelling that they have the right, by the Constitution, they have the right to kill their babies. No, they do not. And any one of these people who are running around saying this are going to hell. Period. Nothing more can be said about it. They're going to hell. Because God does not condone this. Everybody thinks that God changes. Everybody thinks that the word of God changes because man changes. Word of God now is the same as it was in the beginning. You sin, you're going to hell. You kill somebody, you're going to hell unless you repent. And these people don't have any idea of repenting in any way, shape, or form. They just want to kill the babies. They want to have the right to kill the babies, to kill them before they even have a chance at life. This thing goes on to say, this culture is much deeper than abortion, though. That barbaric ritual is in many ways just another piece of rotten fruit from the same godless tree. It's in rejecting the Creator's authority and the truth that He made every human being in His own image and for His glory, not our own, that our society embraces death. After all, if there is no God, who assigns value to human life? We really are nothing more than aimless clumps of cells without worth or eternal purpose. In the name of the liberation of rationalism, we've instructed our children, who have instructed their children, to believe this. You can be anything you want to be. You can do anything you want to do, and you don't have to answer to anyone. In addition to euphemizing the murder of the unborn, we've cultivated an antisocial culture of screen addiction then used it to dispense violence as entertainment. And I've had a lot of fights with my grandson, whose whole life revolved around video games, shooting and killing people. And I said a long time ago that he was going to have problems. He's having problems. Thankfully, he's got my wife's daughter, who is now raising him, and he's actually starting to get some structure in his life, which is a good thing. But in addition, mothers and fathers leave each other when loving is too hard, instructing their children to self-prioritize under the guise of independence. Parents still instill disrespect for authority and peers. We've disregarded kindness in favor of speak your mind and objective reality in favor of speak your truth. When children misbehave, we diagnose and medicate them rather than discipline them. And there's the big problem, folks. They need to be disciplined, not medicated. When we don't like something, we tear it down, even if it doesn't belong to us. When we don't like the political nominees, we lie about them and try to ruin their lives. Look back to President Trump. That is a good example of this. When we see somebody else victimized, we make the situation about ourselves and not violently and riot violently up to and including murdering people to get our way. The summer of 2020 was a good example of this, where we had riots that went from Minneapolis all the way to Portland, Oregon, where the cities were destroyed because people were rioting. And everybody and all the media was saying, oh, it's a mostly peaceful riot. And they would have these stupid, idiotic people standing there talking about how peaceful it was, and the whole city behind them was burning. How freaking stupid is that? And CNN was the biggest one of the whole bunch that was stupid on this one. If a city is burning, it's not peaceful. Period. This whole thing is just totally asinine and freaking ridiculous. And one of the things that I had to record that part from Vincent's show, because he named off about 9 or 10 people who were black who shot up people and tried to mass murder them, which goes completely against the narrative of the media and the leftists in our country when they say that only whites do this. No, only whites don't do this. Whites are the ones that get castigated for it. And the blacks don't. One of the things about George Floyd that a lot of people seem to have forgotten here, Chauvin should have been convicted of manslaughter at the worst. They were fighting with George Floyd from the time they took him in. They had him in the police car. If he would have just been quiet and not done anything, he'd still be alive. But he started fighting them in the police car. He was fighting the police. What are they supposed to do? Let him fight? What are they supposed to do? Let him hit them and bash them and everything else and not fight back? That's what the left seems to think. That's what the leftists in this nation seem to think. That's what Hollyweird seems to think. And Anaya Pressley sitting there saying what she did, that as long as there's unrest in the streets, there's going to be unrest. That woman is such a moron, it's ridiculous. These people who pushed for the summer of racial rioting that we had in 2020 should be held accountable for it all. Chris Cuomo on CNN, he was sitting there asking, where does it say that a protest has to be peaceful? It says it in the Constitution. All he has to do is read it, and it says it plain as day that people are allowed peaceful protests. And what happened in 2020 was not peaceful in any way, shape, or form. It was rioting. It was looting. And if you talk, and the left is always talking about a insurgency against the government with January 6th. That was no insurgency. That was no, essentially, that was no riot. Where the insurgency came in was in 2020 with all those riots that were happening all around our nation. That was insurgency. That was wrong. That was bad. And it made January 6th look like a cakewalk. And I was watching Newsmax the other day. They had a thing on there that was about Ashley Babbitt and how she was killed. The man that shot her was behind a barrier on the other side of the barrier from her. There was no possible way for her to be a person who could threaten him. Plus the fact he was an officer who had had all kinds of problems and all kinds of troubles with his career. And none of it was good, but he got away with it. He got away with murdering a girl that absolutely could not do anything to him. He fired right through a barrier and killed her. He was a bad cop. He is a murderer. But nobody will ever see anything about that. Because he was black, she was white. There was another article that I had found, and also from the Federalist. And the headline on it was, "Guns aren't radically deadlier than they were 50 years ago, but our sick culture is." And it starts out by saying, "Our culture has incubated a disdain for human life while preaching a gospel of indulging selfish urges, no matter how evil they are." It was written by Ellie Reynolds. And she said, "After another school shooting, this one at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, leaving at least 21 victims dead, politicians like President Joe Biden are already capitalizing on the tragedy to push their anti-gun agenda. They'll tell you that the vague category of assault weapons has no place in American citizens' hands, or seize the movement to vilify the semi-automatic weapons that terrorize us, as a New York Times essay put it. But these firearms have been accessible for decades, far before school shootings were such an unfortunately common occurrence." Now, here's the thing. When it comes to assault weapons, that is a term that did not exist until the Democrats decided that what was black and big and ugly was an assault weapon. They're the ones who keyed this term. They're the ones who made it up. And now it's running rampant throughout our society. And these so-called assault weapons that they keep talking about, they get rid of the ones that they're talking about now, like the AR-15s and whatever. That won't end it. It will not end it. They will go on to the next one. They'll go on to shotguns. And they keep saying things like, nobody can own a tank. Yeah, they can. If I had the money right now, I could go out and buy one. As a law-abiding American, I could own a tank if I wanted to. Democrats would hit the roof. Especially since I am a conservative. I believe in the Constitution. I believe in the laws that were put forth when this country was founded. This nation has always been a great nation. But the Democrats and the leftists and Hollywood and the media are all working together to destroy it. And they've got people like George Soros helping them, telling everybody that guns are bad. Guns kill people. No, guns don't kill people. The person pulling the trigger is the one that kills people. Guns by themselves, you can lay a gun on a, you can take an AR-15 fully loaded and set it on the kitchen table, and if nobody touches it, no one dies because of it. And that's where the media and that's where the leftists in this country have it all wrong. In Michigan, when that person drove through a crowd of elderly people and killed a bunch of people, the media and the left all said it was a vehicle that drove through. No, it wasn't. It was an SUV, of course. But without the person driving it, none of that would have happened. It was the person behind the wheel who killed all those people, not the SUV. And the other thing that really pisses me off about this whole thing is the idea that the school shooting in Uvalde should not have happened, for one thing. Some of the video that was caught of this showed a door that was propped open. It should not have been open. And through that door, this maniac that went in and shot people walked in. After he crashed his $40,000 truck. Now, where did he get the money for a $40,000 truck? And then two $5,000 AR-15s. Where in the hell did he get the money? This is what people should be looking for. If it was his father, then it's his father's fault. If it was some other adult, then it was some other adult's fault. But somebody is to blame for letting this kid that had so many red flags on him as to the things that he was doing, he should never have been able to get guns. The system failed us there. The cops in Uvalde failed us there. They went in shortly after he did, and the shots were being fired. They were actually in the school. He shot at the cops. They left. Then it was almost an hour later before anybody did anything, and the Border Patrol agents went in and took him out. This should have been done by the cops who went in the first place, instead of being cowards and backing back out when they were being shot at. They should have had their bulletproof vests on. They should have had their heavy guns with them, which a lot of them did. If you look at the pictures that were going on and the pictures that were being taken of these men running around, a lot of them had heavy guns. Why didn't they go in when they should have? They could have saved a bunch of those kids. They could have gone in and taken that guy out. But here's the problem with that one. If they had done this and killed him, and say maybe five kids were killed, then the police would have been blamed for those five deaths. Not the kid who was in there shooting them, but the police. And many would have probably lost their jobs over it. But the thing about Uvalde, it is close to the border. There is a lot of illegals that come through there. They're allowed to come through. So why the people who see this happening think, well, if President Biden says they're okay and they're breaking laws coming in, then I should be okay to do what I'm going to do. Yes, that kind of thinking does permeate people's minds. But that article I was reading about guns are not radically different, deadlier than they were 50 years ago, says, as for semi-automatic handguns, one of the most iconic models dates back to 1911. The Colt M1911 held fewer rounds than many of today's handguns, but the 13-round Browning High Power came on the market in 1935. And the 16-round Beretta Model 92 appeared in 1976. The firearms that civilians have access today are not significantly deadlier than the ones that were manufactured for civilian use over a half a century ago. Furthermore, the number of Americans who possess a gun in their homes has overall been lower in the last 30 years than it was from the 60s to the 90s. You never hear that one, do you, huh, folks? Never hear that one, do you? Yet, we've seen a heartbreaking rise over the past several years in the incidents where evil, disturbed cowards who choose to target schools full of vulnerable children. Before Uvalde, there was Santa Fe High School and Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in 2018, Sandy Hook Elementary School in 2012, and Red Lake High School in 2006. And those are just some of the names you probably already know. Crimes committed by evil people are nothing new, of course, and schools in particular had experienced shootings and violence before these. In the 19th and 20th centuries, there were records of shooting deaths in schools caused by personal feuds, accidental shootings when guns were thought to be unloaded, arguments gone wrong, or disgruntled students or administrators seeking revenge on authorities. Do you see what is going on here, folks? We are being lied to by the government. We are being lied to by the media. We are being lied to by Hollywood. And we just blithely take it in and accept it. Why? I have no idea. I think it may be because we're just so lazy that we don't want to look through what is really going on, like me and Vincent on his show do, trying to find out what really happened instead of just saying, oh, a white person just shot up that school. They're the only ones who ever do this. And the only ones being hurt here, folks, are the children and the conservatives, of course. The leftists all seem to think, well, whatever we do, it doesn't matter. We'll never be prosecuted for it. The people who took down the Trump presidency, Hillary Clinton and all the rest of them, Adam Schiff, should all be prosecuted now because everything they did has been proven that was false. That was an insurrection, folks. Yet what we all hear as an insurrection was January 6th. The people that were there for Trump were on one section of the Capitol building. They were all peaceful. They were peaceful until they started getting flashbangs shot at them by the police when they weren't doing anything at all. Everything that was happening was coming from another section altogether. Yet the conservatives are the ones that got blamed for all of this. Trump got blamed for all of this. But this article goes on to say, other shootings were perpetrated by disgruntled or troubled students, and I read that part of it, including the Olean High School in New York in 1974, Atlantic Shores Christian School in Virginia in 1988, Lyndhurst White High School in California in 92, Bethel Regional High School in Alaska, Health High School in Kentucky, and Pearl High School in Mississippi in 97, and Westside Middle School in Arkansas in 98. The infamous shooting at Columbine High School in Colorado in 99 shocked the national conscience and launched the concept of school shootings forward as a growing and tragic problem. Since Columbine, American families have faced unimaginable tragedies at Santa Fe High School in Texas, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High, Sandy Hook Elementary, Red Lake High, as well as Santana High School in California in 2001, Ricori High School in Minnesota in 2003, Success Tech Academy in Ohio in 2007, Chardon High School in Ohio in 2012, Sparks Middle School in Nevada in 2013, Marysville Pipchuck High School in Washington in 2014, Townville Elementary School in South Carolina in 2016, Aztec High School in New Mexico in 2017, Marshall County High School in Kentucky in 2018, Sangus Saugus High School in California in 2019, Oxford High School in Michigan in 2021, and countless others. So if the guns in Americans' hands and homes haven't radically changed the last few years, what has? As the Federalist Mark Hemingway noted, we've seen no big advances in firearm lethality compared to what citizens could own decades before we ever had regular mass shootings. While humanity has been fallen since Eden, the past 50 years has seen countless indicators of exponential cultural decline, not the least of which have been failing marriage rates and skyrocketing numbers of children who are denied the chance to live with both their mother and their father. We're also seeing a pandemic of mental illness, which the years of mental angst and isolation caused by COVID school closures and will certainly only worsen. Americans are losing interest in the purpose and community that faith and church offer, losing respect for sanctity of human life. And this is what I've been talking about on my show, on my updates, where the sanctity of life has been gotten rid of. And it goes on, folks. We're losing sight of the notion that a higher moral good exists than immediate self-gratification. Instead, we live under a cultural ethic that idolizes the indulgence of selfish desires, even up to the point of taking the life of another. Meanwhile, our politicians and academics pit Americans against each other based on the color of their skin, while the media machine grants notoriety to cowardly killers whose names deserve to be forgotten. Add to that our social media-crazed culture's obsession with a few seconds of fame at any expense, and it's clear that the gun market isn't what's radically changed. We need to address the rot we've sown for our children to grow up in, and no amount of blaming firearms or our culture's depravity is going to change that. Period. And this is absolutely the truth, folks. And then we have things like the new Biden Title IX order will help schools push transgenderism on your kids behind your back. No wonder the people are so up in arms over these, when it comes to these school boards, the school board meetings. Redefining the word sex in Title IX will pressure schools to mislead distressed children into thinking that they can change their sex, and they can't. I don't care what you think. I don't care what you do to your body. You are born a man, you will die a man. You are born a woman, you will die a woman, no matter what you do to your body. You may get rid of the things that God gave you to make you that man or that woman, but you're still a man if you were born one. You're still a woman if you were born one. And anybody who tells you different is going to hell. And all these people who are fighting against these people like Leah Thomas, who is now swimming as a woman, but he is still a man, will always be a man. And when the media and the schools say, oh, she's so great because she won. No, he is a coward because he cannot win against the men that he is supposed to go against. So he changed his sex and decided he wanted to be a girl so he could beat the ones that he could actually compete against. That's all it was. The girls who came in second place to him are the true winners, because he didn't win. He wasn't supposed to be there. He shouldn't have been there. And sports that keep telling us that men can change to a woman and then compete in women's sports, they should be gotten rid of too. Because all they are doing is giving somebody who was born a man the advantage to win over women when they can't win over men. Plain and simple. That's just all there is to it, folks. I will read this article about the new Biden Title IX order, and I hope it makes a whole bunch of people mad. Because what I would like to do now is, living in New Mexico, a good portion of this state is conservative. But where I live, in Albuquerque, the city council just passed a bill that gives Planned Parenthood $250,000 of our tax money to kill babies. We need to have people running for city council. We need to have people running for school board positions, because this is where the whole thing starts. You can't just say, okay, I'm going to try and run for president and be a total unknown. You have to start somewhere, and the best way to start is in local government. And I'm talking to all the people here in Albuquerque right now, because we have people in our city council who are giving Planned Parenthood money that comes from us to kill babies. If that doesn't make you mad, I don't know what will. Why are we allowing this? We are allowing it because of shit like this. The Biden administration is set to issue a new interpretation of Title IX that embraces transgender ideology, going even further than President Obama did. And I think Obama's behind all this anyway. And I will get back to this in just a minute after I have this break, which I should have done a half an hour ago, but we will be right back. We will be right back with more of NWCR's Truth Festival. Stay tuned. Conservative Nation Media, or CNM, is pleased to announce the return of Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown. Earlier this summer, Vincent took time off for the summer to do some things that he wanted to do with his family. Family is important, no matter what the left says. Now he is back. Starting on the 19th of September, Vincent Brown is back with Black by Color Only at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturdays with the show that you all loved. Vincent has a special way to let you know just what is going on and why it is good or bad. That's Black by Color Only on CNM, where America always wins. Conservative Nation Media is growing, and what better way to grow than to bring our own Uncle Bing Fisher back with his great show, American by Design. Uncle Bing Fisher brings his engineer's insight and his love of America back to CNM with American by Design, Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time on conservativenationmedia.com. So stay with Conservative Nation Media
working to get ourselves back to 7 days a week, where now we have the weekends filled, ending with one of the oldest shows on CNM, with Bing's mellow voice giving you the wisdom that America is craving today. That's American by Design on Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins.
Chat room tonight because I was having problems with it, so I'm sorry about that. I tried to open it before the show and it wouldn't open. Not really sure if it's Blog Talk Radio or my computer, but I know there have been things that have been going on with my computer that have been really strange. Hopefully, you know, I test out my microphone before I even do my show and to see if it works. And there's been times that I've done this and then started the show and nothing's happened. All that have played in the playbacks are my audios and my music and my advertisements. They'll play, but my voice doesn't, which is kind of weird because when I start the show, one of the first things I do is I go in and I test my microphone and to see if it works. And every time it does. So I'm not really sure what the heck happened. And I think it happened to Vince a few weeks ago when he did his whole show and nothing showed up. And I'm not really sure if it's Blog Talk Radio or if it's just something that a glitch that happens, but it happens every once in a while. And things just seem to go to hell in a handbasket sometimes. But the article that I was getting ready to read, it says the Biden administration is set to issue a new interpretation of Title IX. That embraces transgender ideology, even going further than President Obama did. The new rule will redefine sex under Title IX to include gender identity. This is not only contrary to what Congress clearly intended, but will also harm children and violate parental rights. It's something that we can't allow, but it's being allowed. Redefining the word sex in Title IX in the new Biden administration rule will pressure schools to mislead emotionally distressed children into thinking they can change their sex. Schools could face investigation if they do not address students who are confused about their sex with pronouns and names that correspond to the opposite sex or the concept of being non-binary, which is a stupid thing anyway. I don't know. It just really blows me away how stupid people are. It would even mandate gender support plans, which challenge the truth that we are born male and female and erroneously suggest that a doctor assigns a child sex after the child is born. And we're supposed to be so smart. These things are so stupid. Schools often develop these plans without informing parents or asking for their consent, which is wrong. Some schools even lie to the parents about the existence of these plans. The implementation of such plans in schools from coast to coast is directly undermining the vital role that parents play in guiding children's education and health care decisions. In Virginia, Harrisonburg City Public Schools tell staff to disregard and even mislead parents when teachers and staff are treating and addressing their child as though he or she were the opposite sex. In Wisconsin, one school district implemented a gender support plan that deceives parents, while another school district openly defied parents' expressed wishes. This is wrong, folks. This is wrong in so many ways, and it destroys our children. It's no wonder we have so many mama bears and papa bears who are coming to these school board meetings and raising hell. Hell is the least of what should be raised with these morons who are trying to teach our children things they should never be taught. In California, schools encourage children to secretly transition and deliberately interfere with parent-child relationships, sometimes with devastating consequences. Abigail Martinez, a California mom, says Los Angeles school convinced her daughter, Yaley, to identify as a boy named Andrew, and has advocated that she be removed from her mother's home in order to facilitate her use of cross-sex hormones. While in foster care, Yaley tragically committed suicide. The school board should be held for her murder, because the girl only committed suicide because of what the school was doing. Directing the upbringing and education of their children according to parents' values has long been accepted as a fundamental right. The U.S. Supreme Court recognized 50 years ago in Wisconsin versus Yoder that the primary role of the parents in upbringing of their children is now established beyond debate as an enduring American tradition. But this enduring American tradition is now under siege by our schools. There have been well-publicized efforts to better protect parental rights against school policies that facilitate the social transition of a child without parents consenting or even knowing about it. And it happens, folks. The Florida Parental Rights in Education Bill prohibited schools from withholding information from parents about their child's mental or emotional well-being. And Arizona strengthened the ability of parents to obtain judicial relief when their right to direct the care and upbringing of their child is violated. The original intent of Title IX of the Education Amendments of 1972 was to address the challenges and discrimination that females historically faced in educational pursuits. Title IX prohibits discrimination on the basis of sex, and when enacted, there was no question in anyone's mind what sex referred only, that sex referred only to one, only to whether one was male or female. For five decades, Title IX has served its true purpose, enabling girls and women across our nation to break through long-standing barriers to rise to the highest levels of success in business, academia, and politics. But the Biden administration is incorrectly claiming that the U.S. Supreme Court's decision in Bostock versus Clayton County means sex must include gender identity. However, in Bostock, the High Court explicitly limited its redefinition of sex to Title IX of the 1964 Civil Rights Act, which prohibits employment discrimination. The court's opinion specifically stated that its ruling did not apply to other federal laws, including Title IX. These efforts by politicians and schools to dilute and distort the term sex to include a subjective sense of gender identity only harm women, children, and parents and our society as a whole. Children who experience feelings of confusion or discomfort with their bodies need to be protected from the irreversible damage that results from social and medical interventions on their young minds and bodies. They need compassion and understanding. They need wise counsel and truth, not the lies that the left is trying to push on us now. They need their parents. Parents love and know their children the best, and it is their fundamental right to help their children make decisions about their physical and mental health. The truth is that there are only two sexes. Adults, youth, and children who suffer from gender dysphoria deserve to be treated with the utmost respect and great compassion, but no child is born in the wrong body. Schools should not encourage students to treat their bodies as a mistake because they're not. God does not make mistakes. Man does, but God doesn't. All children need protection, and redefining sex under Title IX or any other statute will endanger them in most cases. Children need the protection of their parents, not the protection from their parents. And that's what this whole leftist ideology that is being taught in our schools and pushed from our leftist government on down is doing. They're hurting our children. They're destroying their lives. They're killing some of them. These are things we have to think about, folks. We have to think about this. And I'll read this one again. It says, all children need protection. And redefining sex under Title IX or any other statute will endanger them. In most cases, children need the protection of their parents, not protection from their parents. Erroneously redefining sex to include gender identity will hasten the spread of secretive gender support plans, which at their core undermine parental rights. Parents should, therefore, proceed with caution as this signals that a monumental parental rights battle looms ahead. And we see it happening daily, folks, with battles from across our nation of mama bears and papa bears who go to school board meetings and raise hell about what they're doing to our children. One lady, and I mentioned this in last week's show, she actually brought an article that her children are being taught that the school board wouldn't let her read because it was too... Ready for this one, folks? It was too pornographic. It's too pornographic for a parent to bring an article that the students can get from the libraries in the schools and read for themselves, but it's too pornographic for a parent to bring in and say, this is what you're teaching our children, and she tried to read it. She was shut down. She was hauled out of there by the police. School boards, folks, are not our bosses. School boards are not our children's bosses. We are their bosses. We pay their salaries. And the sooner that people realize this and start fighting against the school boards that are destroying our children's lives, we're going to see more and more problems like Uvalde. Yes, I'm saying it. This kind of teaching is causing those kind of problems. And this kind of teaching has gone on for generations, folks. It's not a new thing. Schools have been doing this for generations. It was happening when I went to school. It just wasn't quite so prevalent. Back then, the parents could actually say, come in and say, now, wait a minute here. I don't like what you're doing with my children. And the school board would listen. But just over the past 10 years, it started getting bad. School boards would stop listening to parents. According to school boards, parents didn't know what the hell they were talking about. Only the school boards knew. And what they wanted to teach our children was what was destroying our children's lives. So many of these school shootings and things that are happening all over this nation could probably, if we went and looked at it, could probably be traced back to how they were taught in schools. Period. This is the way, you know, this is not something that people like to hear. But it's what's going on in this nation, folks. Things are heading bad way too fast. But what we have to realize is the main thing here is that the left is working to destroy America. It is time the American people put a stop to their reign of terror and put some terror into their pea-picking little hearts. From the school boards to the Federalist America, it's all under attack. And it's time people started fighting back. And it's like I said, like the mama bears at the school board meetings, we have to fight back because the leftists and many on the right are trying to destroy America, and they're doing it by going after our kids. And the shootings we are witnessing is just the beginning. And it's happening because of the way the children are taught in our schools. And mark my words, folks, if this stuff with this transgenderism and all of this bullshit that's going on in our schools now that's teaching our kids that the parents are wrong and only the schools are right, we're going to see more and more of these mass shootings. We're going to see more and more of these school shootings. And it's no one's fault but the schools for teaching the kids the way they are. Because they're not teaching them. At least when I went to school, I was taught reading, writing, math, reading, writing, arithmetic, geometry, history. They're not teaching those things anymore. They're teaching transgenderism. They're teaching sexual health. They're teaching things that children, at the age that they are when they start teaching them these things, should never even have to listen to. When I was 9 years old, I went to school, and when I got out of school, my first idea was to go home, go play hide and seek or something with the kids. Kids don't do that anymore. They go home and play video games and kill people in the video games. Then we wonder why there's so many shootings in this nation. When computers started to come out, my parents actually told me, and I was old enough to do everything on my own at that time, but my parents actually told me, you need to limit your time behind the screen. You need to limit your time doing these stupid games on the computer. kids nowadays, they go to school with a computer. And probably a lot of them get away with doing shit that they shouldn't on the computer at school. Then they come home and play video games where they shoot people and kill people to win a game. We have kids growing up shooting and killing people in video games. Where's the next logical step to go? Shooting and killing people in schools, shooting and killing people in subways, shooting and killing people in supermarkets. See where this is all coming from, folks? It's coming from the way they are taught. It's coming from the things they are allowed to do on the computer. And yes, I'm saying this. Kids should not be allowed at 9 years old to play shoot and kill games on the computer. They should not be allowed this. No wonder we have a bunch of kids growing up to be malicious people who think nothing of shooting someone. They do it on their computers all the time. What's the difference? Now, when they get older, like with me, I can play a game like Doom or any of these other ones that they have out there now, where you have to kill people to be able to survive. And I know the difference between the game and reality. But these kids growing up now are growing up with the idea that reality and games kind of blur together. Then they're being taught shit like there are 57 sexes in school, and that if you don't feel like you are a boy, then we'll help you transition over to being a girl. Never telling them the fact that if you're born a girl, no matter what you do to your body, you're always going to be a girl. If you're born a boy, no matter what you do to your body, you will always be a boy. This goes against science in every way that we can even think about, folks. And it pisses me off. I'm pissed off, just as Vincent said on his show. He's pissed off too. I'm pissed off about all of this, about the murders that are happening in this nation. And if I look and I've looked at this, I can see where this is all coming from. It's coming from our society. It's coming from our kids who are being taught that if they're not happy with being a boy, they can transition over and be a girl. They can do whatever they want. How many kids have committed suicide because they've gone and done this? There's been quite a few. Yet nothing's ever said about that. Nothing's ever said about that. And it's like Vincent said on his show. He named off all these people that had committed mass shootings that were black, and not one of them had I heard of, because the media will not cover it. You have a student who is a boy, and it's small wonder the boys are changing over to girls. Boys are being villainized on everything that's going on in this nation. If I was a kid nowadays, I'd sit there and think, God, I'm a boy. That means I must be horrible because the world says boys are bad. What does that say to people? They grow up as children. They can't grow up and play house and dolls with the girls if they're girls. They can't go out and play cowboys and Indians with the other guys if they want to anymore. Having cap guns is wrong. But killing somebody because you don't agree with them, no, that's okay. This whole thing in Uvalde, we're going to see more of this. We're going to see more of it constantly because of the way we are teaching our children in schools. And because our government will not follow the laws to keep this nation safe, they're allowing illegals to invade this country. And then when somebody like me actually says it, what is really going on, it is an invasion, we get castigated for it because we are racist and wrong in saying that. No, we're not. We're right in saying that because that's exactly what's going on in this country. We are being invaded. And then at the same time, our teachers are not teaching our children anymore. Our children are being told, oh, if you feel like you're not a boy, then you can be a girl if you want. Kids' lives are so confusing. They always have been confusing. They've been too confusing to have the administrators of our schools and the people in our government telling them that they can do whatever they want. No, they can't. What they need to be done, what they need is to be taken to church when they're kids, taught the rule of life according to God, taught that life is sacred. You don't kill people. And if you do, you go to hell. There is where this nation is going wrong right now. Because we're not allowing our children to be taught the way they should be taught. And we're going to see more and more of Uvalde's in the future because of the way the left and the schools and the media are all teaching our children. And believe me, our children do see it in the media. Our children do see it in the government. They're like sponges. They pick up everything. Thank you for listening, and I will be back next week. God bless you. God bless America. And remember what I said tonight, because everything is true. God bless you all. Friday.